Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show right here from our brand new studios. I can still smell the paint. It's intoxicating. It is. Yeah. Same great content, we hope, but just a different setting slightly. Do you agree with that?
I like it. It's another chance.
You don't want to disagree with me?
Not today. I'm feeling disagreeable people are really quite a pain. So,
I know. We want to talk to you about a couple episodes ago. We talked about you're not looking for uniformity in your team. You're looking for unity where you get together. But a part of that, to get to that spot, sometimes there's some disagreement as you get to there. But there is a difference between disagreement and being just a disagreeable person. So let me, I'm going to start off with a quote. This is actually from one of Dick Brogdon's books. He said, strong leaders respect and need no men. Not yes men, but they need no men. It's weak leaders who surround themselves with the ever agreeable. Unity requires honorable disagreement. Otherwise, you don't have unity. You just have uniformity. And that's what we talked about before. We want unity. Mm-hmm. But in order to get there, you're going to go through some disagreeing times to get to that spot.
I think the tension that you kind of want around making decisions is natural. It's like stretching out before you go work out. Yeah. Like it doesn't feel that great, but then when you're working out, you're like, oh, it feels great. You know, sometimes we have to do that in business.
Yeah. And it's a little... it's a little tight. It's a little painful. Yeah. And sometimes you want to short circuit that, cut, you know, oh man, this stretching is hurting a little bit. I'm just not going to do it. But then what happens when you're out there trying to perform at a higher level?
If you haven't warmed up, right? Yeah. I think the disagreement, most people think, oh, that's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
I'd like to change that. I think disagreement could be just a person who's very curious. Maybe hasn't had that perspective or that information before.
Right.
Versus the contrast of a disagreeable person is you could give them, you know, tiramisu that tastes great and they're like, ah, it's too crusty.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be able to please you at all.
Yeah.
But the disagreement, I think we have to kind of be a little patient with, like, look, grace-filled, like, okay, I wonder why she's saying that. Do I need to clarify? Do I need to ask her, what are you struggling with? What would you change? A disagreeable person, I probably have to spend very little time with. It's good boundaries.
Yeah.
But we've had them both, haven't we? Disagreement and then disagreeable.
Yeah. Well, I found for me, like the disagreeable person for me has been something like this, where the I don't like that, or you know, I'm upset by that. Well, what is it that's upsetting you? Well, I don't know. I just don't like it. Is there something like that I'm doing wrong? No, I just, that's not the way I was raised, or that's not the way we did it before. And they can't really give you an answer to it. They just don't like it and they're not going to go along with it. Okay. Well, you're not giving me anything that I can work with here. But when somebody comes in and says, I disagree with this, or I'm struggling with this because, you know, here's how I've always thought it was this way, or I've learned this before, or whatever, then those kind of things, okay, I want to take those into consideration.
I think what people get stuck with is, I have an opinion, but you probably need to have some facts versus feelings. So that's your opinion, and everyone's got them. So how can we break through this? What do we need to add or change? And if someone's disagreeable, you'll never find the happy spot.
Right.
If someone's just in disagreement, it might be because they don't know.
Right.
Or that we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, as leaders, like, that's good perspective. I should probably add that to the story or our vision or, you know, our company's mission or our organization. I do think opinions can get people get pretty excited. And our job as leaders is to stay calm.
Right. Well, and I think our job as leaders, too, is to listen to somebody who disagrees over here and somebody who disagrees over here, or maybe somebody who agrees over here. And as leaders, we're going to try to get them on the same page. We talked about our, in the first chapters of our new book, the importance of a CEO's vision casting, talking about trying to get everybody rallied around that. Well, at first, when the leader says, here's the vision, there's going to be some people that are going to go, that vision? I don't know.
I'm not buying it.
So we have to try to get them on board, yeah. which requires some extra listening skills. Yeah. Or I used to have in one organization that I led, we'd have some groups of people come in, and some of my staff members would go, do we have to have that group in here? Because, and I would say, EGR. And they're like, what's that? Extra grace required.
Mm.
So let's just take a breath.
Yeah.
Let's extend some things to them. And I think as leaders, sometimes we have to say, okay, listen, I need to listen to them a little bit more. Or you said it too. I need to ask some questions to, I got to flesh that out a little bit.
And partly the chance for us is to learn.
Yeah.
So I think the difference for me with disagreement is they're just differences.
Yes.
How far apart are they? And that's what our job as a leader is, to bring it close together. It's not going to be lined up perfect, but I want to also encourage us, it's normal to have disagreements.
Yeah.
Normal.
Look at the camera, say that again.
It's what?
Look at the camera, say that again, because people need to hear that.
It's just normal to have disagreements. So I'll give it a silly example. So you raised your kids well. You and Betsy are amazing parents. But I didn't do it like that all the time.
Right.
And it still worked out for you.
Right.
So my disagreement, well, I would never do that. Well, that's okay. Yeah. But it worked for you. So I think we have to be okay and accept there's a lot of ways to get there.
Yes.
And I think disagreements is one.
Right.
You know, if I've had it where I've had some leaders that I've been partners with and they just want the yes people.
Yes.
And we got no challenge.
Right.
We never got better. Our toolbox never got new things. It was just the same old thing. And you're like, I think there's new ways to do it. There's new ways to, you know, peel the apple. And I think for us as leaders, we have to kind of say, I'm leading. I'm not dominating.
Right.
I'm not dictating.
Well, the reason why I wanted Greg to look you right in the eyes and say that again is because there's a lot of people, I think, that especially people that are newer in leadership,
yeah.
that if somebody disagrees with them, that then they think either that person's the enemy or they begin to second guess their own leadership.
Mm.
Well, maybe I'm not doing it right because I expected everybody to just, you know, just line up and right. go, oh, this is great. But you don't want those kind of people. I mean, it's great to have some early supporters, some early adopters, for yeah. especially for new things.
Like, you know, change management.
Yep. Right, but it's okay if there's people that are at that spot like, I'm going to wait here for a second. I'm not being disagreeable. I don't know if I can go all in on this yet.
And so, test it.
Right, yeah. Can I ask some questions?
A couple episodes ago, we had the generation conversation, yep. the difference of generations. Yep. And I think that adds to disagreements.
Yeah.
And well, that's silly, Dad. Why'd you do it that way? Well, son, because it's worked. And I didn't quite do it the way my dad did it, but I've modified it so it works for me.
Right.
I think that's what we have to give people grace, EGR. Just let them have a chance. Let's hear it out.
Yep.
In the end, you and I still have to make the decision as leaders, you know, which way are we going to go and how we're going to do it. But I think we have to be okay with just the normality of disagreements. Your Jeep is awesome. I don't have that Jeep. I have a Suburban. You might think that's too big, but it doesn't mean it doesn't get us where we need to.
Right.
It's okay.
Yep.
And I think I wouldn't want robots or, yep. you know, I wouldn't want people that just follow blindly.
Well,
challenge me, you know,
let me ask you this. If you can remember back earlier in your leadership career, I'm going to guess because this would have been me. I didn't want people to disagree with me.
Oh, absolutely not. No, it's a threat, right? It's defensive. Yeah. I probably have responded poorly to a disagreement when actually it was just a clarification or we were only an inch apart. But I thought they were 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then I learned, okay, Greg, just ask more questions,
yes.
clarify, let them know they're safe to disagree.
Yep.
And I think we have to do that even as parents, not just leaders of an organization, just parents. Like, it's okay. You're going to raise your kids a little different. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I love you no matter what.
Right.
And I think as leaders, we have to almost say that, like, I respect you no matter what. You can disagree. Now, there is a line. So there was a urban pastor, Bishop William Abney, and he kind of took me under my wing early in my career in the city. and just taught me kind of the ways. He's from Detroit. I was from Grand Rapids. And that's a different background. He's black. I'm white. But we found common ground. And that's what I think was encouraging for me early on in my career was it's okay to come from different spots, different experiences, but the amount of commonality is way more than we give credit for.
Yep.
And we kind of focus on the difference, which is sort of, you know, the devil's way of keeping us divided.
Sure.
You know?
Yep. And I think asking the questions about the thing, well, I don't understand. It appears that you're looking at this differently than I am. You know, can you tell me?
Can you inform me?
Yeah. What is it that you see? I really want to be on the same page with you. I want us to get along. I want us to move forward together, but mm-hmm. I don't understand. And I think that really signals a very humble learner mindset. When you're saying to somebody, I'm willing to learn something from you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, even if like, you're looking at the flow chart, you know, if you say something like, well, I'm still higher on the flow chart than you are, but if you still say, but I'm willing to learn something from you, that really speaks volumes, and I think it opens up better dialogue.
If we were really going to look at that person, the story you just gave, the example you just gave, it's much easier to find them. Mm-hmm. The disagreeable person, I'm going to set boundaries.
Yep.
You know, because they're never happy.
Right.
And I've been around them. I've been around the curmudgeons, and you're like, you're not leading at the highest level because you're kind of in your own way and you're stubborn, closed-minded. So as a leader, I had to learn, open up my mind, but I also expect them to.
Sure.
Right? If there's a disagreement, let's both open up our minds. What do you think? Well, you're going to try to convince me. No, we're both opening up our minds.
Right. Yeah.
And it could be 61% I am right. 39, you're right. Could be the opposite. So we can find a commonality. We can get together and have a hybrid.
So let's talk a little bit. I like the word that you said there, boundaries with a disagreeable person. What does that look like? Flesh that out for us. What kind of boundaries would you use to protect yourself and maybe even protect the disagreeable person? What kind of boundaries are you setting?
I think the first message is I respect our differences. I understand that you're in disagreement. I wouldn't call them disagreeable or ornery or whatever, but maybe I wouldn't. I'm just teasing. I think they need to know they're safe.
Sure.
But I would probably bring the lesson to say, for all of us to get along a little smoother, they're going to probably have to give up a little bit of the disagreement chip.
Sure.
And find that humility of, I'm going to join the team. I might not wear brown socks with brown shoes like you do. And some of those are just small little differences. And they feel like it's, you know, the Himalayan mountains. That's how big it is to them.
Right.
Boundaries also for me were time spent. I can respect them, but I don't need to give more time because I'm not going to convince them.
That's probably the biggest one for me for boundaries is to say, listen, you're probably at this point, you're not going to change my mind. I'm probably not going to change your mind. So, you know, it's really pointless for us to continue on this conversation. I'm not convincing you. You're not convincing me. So it doesn't mean that we can't spend time together, can't hang out, can't, you know, be on the same team or whatever, but probably not going to be spending a lot of time with you.
You have a better memory than I do, plus you're younger. But
so much younger.
I mean, wow, this is impressive. I'm going to steal some of your candles. I wonder about where we think is a disagreement and how many times we've been surprised that it really wasn't.
Right.
Partly I have to know, is the other person disagreeable because they're hurt?
Yeah.
Or do they wish to hurt?
Yeah.
And if they're hurt, that's a totally different assignment and I love it. Right. I dive in. But the boundaries of time probably are, I only have X. Yep. And if I'm going to have to stay around you and manage your up and down or moody or your closed-mindedness, it's you can still be here. It's just I might not engage like others.
Sure.
Not because I only want yes people, but it just takes away my own peace.
Sure.
I've learned.
Sure. You know? Yeah. And I totally agree with that. And I've also found one of the boundaries that I use for the disagreeable people is that I'm not going to like let them in on on the inside of like how some decisions are made.
Oh, that's good.
You know, because I'm there. There's I got a team, and again, like that quote that we opened up with. I'm not looking for a bunch of people that are just going to rubber stamp, you know, everything that I say. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, we agree with. Doesn't matter what you say, we agree with it. I'm not looking for that. But there are some people that I'm going to have them in the process of like, this is a tough decision. I want you to tell me what parts you disagree with on. But I also want the people around that say, even though I disagree with you, when it comes down, when right at the very end, I realize you're going to have to be the one to make the final decision, and I'm going to respect whatever decision that is,
yeah.
Even if I'm not 100% in agreement with it. That's a disagreeing person that's not a disagreeable person. And so I'm going to let them in on the decision-making sure. process.
Yeah.
That one that's just going, doesn't matter. If unless it's my way, I'm never going to, and I'll fight you, and I'm going to, you know, just all of these things. Okay, well, I'm not letting you in on the inside for making these decisions.
Yeah. I would say also the person who is disagreeable has very few acquaintances.
Probably.
I didn't say friends.
Yeah.
Acquaintances, because it's not enjoyable.
Right.
You just, you know, take the air out of the room.
Yep.
And I think as I've led meetings and conversation, like around the table with partners and board meetings, et cetera, I'll often have to say, okay, that's great. You made your point. So anybody else? Because they want to hog.
Oh, they'll dominate the time. Yep.
So, okay, that time's up. All right. So, hey, Bill, hey, Mary, what are your thoughts? And that kind of quiets the disagreeable person.
Right.
But they're not already engaged anyway.
Right.
I mean, they're looking for a reason. That's the other part, like the Bible verse, you know, the 2x4 in the person's eye and the speck in someone else's.
Right.
They're the disagreeable. I'm finding the speck in your eye.
Right.
And I actually have a 2x4 in mine, but I'm not going to talk about it. They just want to talk about that. And it's not building team. It's not building culture. It doesn't help us get to the vision.
Right.
We talked about in a prior episode. It's like, it doesn't get to the vision. Where a disagreeable person would probably argue about semantics and grammar.
Well, since you brought up the that's a great scripture verse, there's one that I have applied it to myself a little bit differently. It's in Proverbs, and it says that the first to come along and tell his story sounds right until somebody else cross-examines him.
Mm.
And that's true, but I have to put myself in that and say, so that means when I present my ideas, I sound right until somebody cross-examines what I say.
Yeah.
And that means it's going to be somebody who disagrees with what I said, or they're looking for further clarification before they say that they agree.
Right.
And so that's why I have to be open. Like my first idea that I threw out here, it sounds right
mm-hmm.
to my ears. It sounds right to my mind. In fact, I was just with somebody the other day, and she said, I wrote an email, and before I sent it, because I was a little upset. So before I sent it, I gave it to my assistant who looked at it and softened some of the spots. And cool. Then she said, boy, am I glad that she did before I hit send on that thing. And so because in her mind, it sounded right. You know,
right.
This is what I want to say. Yeah, is it strongly worded? Sure it is, but I want to get this point across. Okay, I need somebody to cross-examine that. I need somebody to disagree with some of my thinking, some of my even my vocabulary choices to say, hold on, that's going to push too many buttons. That's going to
that read wrong.
Yeah. Have you thought about how people are going to receive it here? So, first person to present sounds right until somebody comes along and cross examines. I got it. I'm the first person to present. Okay. I need people to disagree and cross examine that so I can get to the best.
One caveat to add, I think as leaders and anybody else on the team with us, right? Defensiveness is such a quick reaction. I really have to work on that one, Craig. Like, why do you even bring it up? Be quiet. Just let them speak. Yeah. Because it feels like it's a waste of time.
Sure.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't change, but kind of the way they do it and like, you know, it's cry wolf and oh, here he goes again, you know.
Sure.
So the defensiveness, I have to be careful. I don't wish to be defensive and I don't wish to be a know-it-all. You know, the dictator kind of idea. So it's not easy. I will admit I've been around a number of people and it seems like the disagreeable person is probably more one versus the other.
Sure.
They're looking for the spotlight. and trying to kind of carve people out, kind of like a wolf does to a flock of sheep and get one. Whereas if they don't really know kind of what they're thinking, or they just are they're maybe concerned or they're confused, that's different. We can dive in. That's just a disagreement, or clarify better. But I think defensive.
You got a great quote in our notes that you shared.
Finish up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most disagreements are caused by different perceptions that created different realities.
Yep.
That's kind of why I said from the very beginning when we started this episode, this is really big because it's everywhere, right? Disagreement. You can get into politics, religion, doesn't matter.
Sports teams.
Sports teams, exactly. I think it's very, very important to learn their realities.
Yep.
Why are we in different spots?
Right.
And then I've learned, surprisingly, we weren't that far off.
Yep.
But I had to ask. The disagreeable person, sometimes we're a country mile.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that they can't be here or can't be a part of a team, but you do have to boundary and kind of limit their influence because it can be a little toxic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, one of the great places that a coach can help you out in your organization is exactly in this area of disagreeing versus disagreeable, because if you're in the middle of it, if anybody disagrees, you could be very quick to just lump them in the disagreeable category and maybe shut them down. So if you bring in an outside coach, somebody who's not right there in the middle of the battle, they can help you get a much better perspective. So we'd love to be able to help you out. If you go to maximizeleadership.com, check out the leadership resources we have there, but especially check out the coaching page. You'll see some of our coaches that are there. And down at the bottom, just fill in that form and say, hey, here's what I'm struggling with, or here's what I want to make sure that I'm not falling into this trap. And we'll read that and get back to you. If we can help you, we'll let you know. If there's somebody else that we think can help you better, we'll refer you to that person. But we just want to resource you and be kind of a sounding board to help you with that. So make sure that you check that out. You can also check out on Maximize Leadership. You can check out Greg's books. Got a brand new one that just came out called Sales Armageddon for all of you sales professionals. You're going to want to check that one out. And then Greg and I also just have our brand new first one in our series called Business by the Book. This one is for CEOs and their role of vision casting. So a lot of resources there. We'd love for you to comment below here on this video or reach out to us on X at Maximize Podcast and give us some feedback on this episode, or maybe share some ideas, some thoughts with us of upcoming topics that you'd like us to cover. We want to be here to resource you for that. So stay tuned, because there's lots more content that we're going to have coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.